And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Chesterton Arts Center, telling us all about that, the Executive Director, Hannah Hammond-Hagman. And welcome back to here. We have lots of stuff going on, and especially but your new October exhibit coming up and some other things. So, Hannah, welcome back to Art on the Air.
Hi, thanks. It's always good to see you both. Thank you.
Aloha, Hannah.
Aloha, Esther. Yeah, so we have a phenomenal exhibit up in October. It is a group show of almost 30 local artists, painters, who are part of a very close-knit artist collaborative called the Duneland Plein Air Painters. And so we're highlighting A Brush with Nature, wow, which is going to show all of their works. All the works will be from this past year. What they do is they host almost monthly paint out sessions where they travel as a group to all these various beautiful locales across the region. So the exhibit will include those paintings in watercolor, acrylic, and oil from those paint out sessions across from 2023. And we're going to have a beautiful reception on Friday, October 20th, which is part of the Chesterton Arts District Third Friday programs. So on Friday, October 20th from 4 to 7 p.m., please join us here at the Art Center. You can meet all the artists, see the beautiful work in the galleries, enjoy a cash bar and some light bites. But I think it's going to be an exhibit that really highlights some of the best talent of the region. And I think it'll be a really wonderful opportunity to kind of see our beautiful spaces from their eyes and their point of view.
Have you ever painted plein air?
No. It is not in my wheelhouse. That's also another reason why I think it's kind of like magical, the exhibit, just the talent that these folks have and the commitment they have. And I know that sometimes the works are not completed on site outdoors. You know, lots of times they'll come back to the studio and continue to work on those pieces further. But no, I mean, I think, you know.
I know the immediacy of it, though, is so cool. I do sketch outside, but it's not necessarily of what I'm looking at. It's just like,
correct.
I like being outside when I work, but
yeah. And I think what's going to be really cool, what's cool about the show too, is that you're going to see the same spaces through different eyes,
right?
So all the painters are in the exact same locations, but of course they've all interpreted them so differently. So
we all see color so differently.
Correct. It's good. It's very cool. So I think that there's something really special that happens with these type of group exhibitions where you can kind of start to talk about process and vision.
So exciting.
And that'll be evident in all of the work. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. So again, they're going to be with us. The show opens October 3rd, and it'll run through the whole month through the 30th of October. And the reception again is Friday, October 20th from 4 to 7 here at the Art Center. And as part of this exhibit, we'll also have our quarterly free family art day, which will be Saturday, October 21st, and that's from 10 to 2. It's a free program where kids and their favorite grown-ups can drop in here at the Art Center, and there'll be a scavenger hunt through the galleries, and then they get to try their hand at some observational painting and drawing, and working on some watercolor landscapes with CAC staff. It's a free program. We ask that folks register, though, on our website, chestertonart.org. You just need to register you and whatever folks you're bringing with you. It's meant for families of all ages. We hope that people can enjoy the exhibit that way as well.
Yeah, we've seen, I've been there for some of the turnout on those, and they're just really wonderful. And they wait to interact. And again, it gets people sometimes in the door that don't know about us. And that's what's really great about it.
Correct. And it's kind of, you know, what we hope is it's just a really lovely way to spend time with loved ones in a creative way. And also a way to kind of spend time with the work, talk with folks about the work and how the work is made, and then get a chance to make your own inspired by it.
Excellent. Now you have a November exhibit, another kind of one that's a reoccurring. So tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. In November, we're going to welcome the Duneland Photography Club for a group show here in the galleries. And similar to the plein air group, this is a group of really dedicated, close-knit folks who get together very often and learn about photography and take photographs together. And so we're going to have a multitude of works in the galleries from them, too. And again, it's similar. Like, they're working together and traveling together through all these locales around the region. And so we'll get to see photographs of those spaces from them. And that reception that's going to run the month of November, November 2nd to November 28th. And then we'll have a Saturday afternoon reception for the photography club from 12 to 2 on Saturday, November 4th.
Excellent. And anything else happening that, like class-wise? I know Jillian's been busy getting that together, but tell us a little bit about that and outreach and things like that.
I know. Isn't she amazing?
She is.
So, teens, like mention the teens if you can.
I always will, right? So our teen arts group is up and going, you know, for the school year. We've got a bunch of new kids on board too, which is always fantastic. So they meet that second Wednesday of every month here at the Art Center, and anybody who's interested in joining can reach out to us through a website or at programs@chestertonart.org. But yeah, there's always new classes and workshops, so everybody should just check our website for more information about what's going on here.
And that website is?
chestertonart.org. And everything's there. Or give us a call, 219-926-4711. We look forward to everyone being with us.
And you're located where?
We are in downtown Chesterton at 115 South 4th Street.
Very good. Well, that's coming up very quick, the Duneland Plein Air Adventures, Brush with Nature, October 3rd through the 30th, Artist Reception on Friday the 20th. Hannah Hammond-Hagman, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air.
Always good to see you.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too, thanks. Hannah.
And a Spotlight Extra, submissions for the $5,000 2023-24 Dixon Dance for Indiana dancers aged between 10 and 20 years old are due October 27th. Applications and more information is available at dixonassociates.co. And as a reminder, if you'd like to have your event on Art in the Air Spotlight or have a longer feature interview, email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck.com. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.